Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Chat Room with Tony Wolfpaw.
Hey, good morning. This is Tony Wolfpaw for The Chat Room. Another beautiful day in the episode. The information of this today's episode is you, the spirit, the soul, and the ghost within you. People ask me, why is this? And I will let you know. I think that yesterday there was a lot of change in the air. I don't know. It's not only in our circle over here, but around many other people's, you know, surroundings. It was a time where people needed to talk. People needed to say things. More, they needed to be listened. And if we took the day yesterday because I felt that need that I needed to recuperate and kind of like come back to myself, gain that energy that sometimes we just feel that it's just being spilled out there and you need to reconnect with all that. You know that we talk about ghost stories, we talk about things of the paranormal and all that. And I was asked, I knew the question was going to come, and I knew it more. It was more like a confession question. In fact, so Tony, I don't like this paranormal thing. I don't like this paranormal thing. It comes from a person that is very close to me. And remember that we did a show about the words from the Klan. Right, so it's very close to all of these things, and we. What can I say? It was a good talk. It was a talk that was much needed. And when we talk about paranormal and ghosts, when we talk about spirit, when we talk about soul, I've always said we cannot leave ourselves out because we're on that same line. And I hope that you agree with me because I feel your spirit, I feel your connection, and it's not just, you're not just anybody, there is a connection, there is a spirit feeling, a spirit, and of course we talked about, we don't think about it that way because we are embodied, we're conscious that we are living for a purpose of something, but not always we know that purpose and we know where we're going, but you know that. So it was a good topic, one of those that do not go on air, one of those that are shared in private, and it awakens a whole lot of things in us once we listen. You know that we like to talk, but we have to be good listeners too. And something came to me, and it came to me like all the messages that we've received. Remember the words of the Klan show? There's a link that I'm probably going to be sharing. If I forget, please let me know, and I'll share it with you. But it's already words and that we spoke. But a lot of these things came from the vision, and a lot of things came from words that were shared by our good chief, Nilshina. That has now crossed over. We as people, when we go through situations and all this, the spirit, the soul, the ghost, everything is all interlinked. Let's not try first to separate those things. The trying to separate those things is again where we fail. And it's not the way. We have to learn how to not just see things, but take a good look at them, if it makes sense what I'm saying, okay? Because these determine your words, your actions, your way of being, and even the things that you do. I've been so fortunate, like I've mentioned in a couple of posts that I put on my social media, of having people of great talent around me. Because I'm learning a whole lot, I'm looking and seeing where is all of our lives are going and what we're doing, and the expectations that we can receive. When I say expectations, this is where we often also go on a trail of tears, if you know what I mean. When the expectations are not met and we go through the sufferings. Well, when I was talking with my good friend, I will not say the name, but when I was talking with that person, it was determined one thing that I brought to the table, is that when I went through the great sufferings of things, I had to lose everything in order to find myself. And that was just like recently, okay? So what, and here, you know, I said very clearly, and it was a day that, you know, I laugh, I smile and all that. We were talking about things, you know, that it was okay to cry. And I said, you know, I think I brought myself to tears that night, but I asked the Creator, you know, I'm the most dumbest one of your herd of people right now, and all I need for is one thing. I don't ask you to take away my life lesson, but I do ask you, please give me a little bit and share a little bit of your common sense with me so I understand why am I here and why this is going on, because I did not set myself up for this. And I asked that, and I said, of course, I'll agree with you. Remember the show of agreements? This is all coming to life right now because it actually helps somebody. I said, I agree with you that if you share a little bit of that common sense and give me the, you know, use me as an instrument, I'll make good use of that time. I will make good use of that time. And those words were magic, because then I really felt that strength in those tears. Then I really felt that strength in those words, which led me to do other things. And this is, I'm not talking about things that for 10 years ago. I'm talking about the present time, things of the moment, this given moment, you see. And a lot of our people, unfortunately, go through a lot of depression and a lot of loss. And I'm not, you know, it's not saying that it doesn't happen to you too. It happens to everybody, right? But in that moment that we were talking about those things and understanding again the agreements, right? I think that at that moment they began to understand a little bit of why I'm in the paranormal, of why, you know, I have chosen this, and why, you know, each and every one of us as individuals have a very defined path and a very defined something that identifies you, and you try not to be just like the other person, because if we were here to be just like each other, well, definitely we'll need to keep track on a lot of things and things will not be that natural, okay? So I said, I'm not the best of dancers, but I'll agree to dance with you and any music that of your choosing, because I just agree. I'm not the most smartest person, but I do agree to make good use of the time to apply it to things that will help me in life. And maybe, you know, I'll be able to help other persons. And something just came. You know, when you do not live certain life lessons that you expect, like, for example, the beauty of being part of a beautiful family that's always united, it's always together, that you know, and some people then live a lonely path, that they're in a lonely way of life. But words again came in, and I'm thinking, geez, Creator, you are answering my prayers. Why? Because I did tell you, first of all, I'm the dumbest one of your creations, and I'm asking for help. I'm not asking you to take away the life lesson, because I do understand that before I used to do that. And then the words came to me again. And I say, it's almost like, you please, please, why take away this suffering away from me? Why am I going through all of this? And the voice were very, very subliminal, very, very silently, in a very good way, will say something like, son, if I take away that life lessons from you, what would you learn about? How good would I be doing you, and how fair would I be with the rest of the people? If I take away that life lessons, you would not know anything that you want, that you are there to learn. Many things, and you know that many people are saying, "Oh, I practice so much to win the lotto, and I play and I spend so much money here, like in the casino. I try my best to win, but I see that everybody else's wins around me except me. That is not fair, you know. You have to conquer a lot of things, a lot of sufferings, a lot of pain. You have to make that poison into your medicine. You have to understand also that, you know, maybe the life that you wish to live is something that maybe you are the instrument that will help other person live that life. So you have to be equally in a joyful mode to understand that. And then you'll see some things revealed to you. Because all answers, all prayers are answered. If you don't figure it out unless you want to be living in an ignorant lifestyle the way I was, you know. And I don't want to come through like a preacher or anything like that, but it made a lot of sense. These were words that were shared within that circle, okay? But many people say, what do you guys talk about when you guys get together? Good things, bad things, and all things, you know? But there is one thing that will always remain on our circle of things we talk, and these are things of the spirits. Those things of the spirit will never end. We will always have questions. It's okay, because we're not here to become and put ourselves and say, no, you have to be the expert of this. You have to be the expert of that. No, we're not here to become experts of anything of that. We're here to coexist and be part of that beautiful creation that we have all around us. Now, if they ask me, oh, about the drum and flute things. I love the drum and flute things, you know. Even though, you know, when I say I suck at that, I mean, that's just a humble and humoristic way of saying, you know, I'm not as good as you think, or I am not better than you or anyone else. So when I use the native word suck, we made it ours. Excuse me, you know, if I offend. But when we use that native word, suck, I suck at this, or, hey, it's a way of showing that humble but yet humoristic way of saying, I am not interested in trying to jump the fence before getting to it. I'm here to be in a peaceful way and to share my thing, and also to, you know, to understand all of this, that is the enigma of life and death. So let's not make it that complicated. We're here to be good instruments. And that's all of those words that I just shared with you is within the you. Remember that I said you, the spirit, the soul, and the ghost within you. All of those things are within that. Because then it came the part that says, well, you know, when we pass away, are we going to be, you know, different? And I'm thinking, look, just like that fingerprint I don't know why they call it the digital fingerprint. So, you know, the ones that distinguish you from all the rest of the people, that special marking that your body has that distinguish you from the millions and millions of other people that are around you. You know, if I didn't know anything of math, and my spirit probably doesn't know anything of math either, because if it knew, you know that I will be always answering. Instead of Googling, I go to my spirit. Let me ask my spirit how to solve this problem. Not everyone was meant to become a rocket scientist in this life. Not everyone was meant to follow their traditional ways. And each and every one of you guys out there, white, black, you know, it doesn't matter what race, you all have your traditional ways. You all have your ancestral ways. You all are part of a clan, of a family, all of you. So don't think that because, you know, oh, Tony Wolfpaw, Sitting drums, running bear. You guys are some special breed. No, each and every one of you are equally the same. That who lives in a distinct village or who doesn't, you know, it all depends. We're from different colors, but from the same genre of human. Okay? I don't know if it makes sense what I just said right now, but, you know, this will be a good pause for a commercial break. But, again, life will continue with or without your participation. Life will continue with or without your agreements. Remember agreements. Do practice that, okay? That's the most simplest thing that you can do, and that is the most simplest way that you can get your life back on track. How is that possible? Well, when I spoke to the Creator, just like the sound of my voice speaking to you, and when I set up very clearly, listen, I'm not the smartest one of your group. I need help. I agree to make good use of that time if you share a little bit of your common sense, because there's some things here that I do not understand, and I don't want to set back myself 10 years back, and you know, when I'm looking into the future. So I'll agree to be a good instrument and make good use of that knowledge. I agree to make good use of that time. I agree to share that with other people. I agree to walk a path of becoming a better person. I agree to all that, you know. And it didn't take 10 years for me to change my life around. So it won't take 10 years for you to change your life around. My life, still the same, but what did I bring? I invited something into my life, and it was that common sense. It was that connection. It was that true, you know, like, you know, we're really going somewhere, because I was open. I opened my heart. And as I opened my heart, guess what? My soul, my spirit, my ghost also did it too. All right? Don't think of those things as separate, like past, present, and future. Don't think of those things as separate either. They're all connected, and we can all live that. And people, how is that possible? Well, then, this is where I bring the paranormal. This is where I bring the paranormal when I say there's a spirit that passed away a long time ago that still roams around this area, and it's haunting, it's haunting, it's haunting. There's a residual haunting of some kind that repeats itself every night. Don't mind that ghost, because he doesn't even know, or she doesn't even know it exists. There you go. That's why I bring the paranormal. Right? Because if I'm talking in this present time, I wish the sound of my voice will remain the same way when I go and become a ghost spirit on my soul. I cannot, you know, separate those things. Why would I want to separate those guys? Why would we want to separate yourself? You're not some kind of pie or anything like that. You're a whole person. You're not half of a person. Oh, I'm looking for my better half. I'm looking for my soulmate. Soulmate. We're all soulmates. One of the things that proof of that soulmate relationship is the fact that we reunite every morning, is the fact that we communicate every day, is the fact that, you know, it is a true connection, obvious connection, amongst all the connections that we could have, and we don't. It's our conscious way of moving forward to say, hey, what's up, Tony? Yo, what's up, you? Hey, what's up? Good morning, that one. You know, we're constantly networking, let's put it this way, because we use the social media a lot, interconnecting with other people. And that becomes your connection, your circle, your group, your family that you call. You know, those are the people that you share with, that you talk with, that you see, that you care for. And become part of that circle, of that clan, of that tribe, of this or that. I see a lot of people that are still with the mentality of apartheid. Well, you wanna be like me? Why would I wanna be like you? And this kind of thing and mentality and all that. There's always somebody that will say, that wants to be the supremacist and say, yes, well, I rule this country right here, and everyone that's not belonging to this circle, well, obviously does not belong to this circle, and what the hell am I talking to you for? You know? That kind of thing. You will understand if you make your agreements in life clear what's good and what's bad and what's, you know, and most of all, you will see clearly where you are standing. Okay? Respect. Now, talking about respect is talking and respecting yourself. Respect who you are. Respect your mission. Respect your dreams. Respect your feelings, your desires of anything that they may be. Maybe the desire of food, maybe the desire of sex, maybe the desire of whatever. You know? It's all within you, like it is all within me. So why neglect that? No, I'm going to stop thinking about that because I think that that's morally. What the hell you're talking about? That makes you. That makes you. So if you decide to live a half life, I never thought about the half life. If you decide to live a half life, if you decide to say, not because, you know, I did not live this life to the fullest and I feel that my life is a waste and I feel so down, so this, so that, I'm going to jump off this bridge. I'm going to kill myself because killing myself will end all the sufferings. Killing yourself will not end all your sufferings. Killing yourself will end all of the opportunities that you will ever have to be happy, to overcome that, to give yourself, you know, you cannot detach yourself from the love from hate. Remember that show? You cannot detach yourself, you cannot detach light from darkness. You can't even detach God from the devil, because you always have to make a distinction of knowing this is the road for Christ, but you know that evil does bad. You always have those two together. You know it's true. And when people say, Tony, how dare you? How dare you say something like that? But it's true. It's true. First of all, look at this. Amongst preaching the words of God to me, you have to start by the devil himself. Yes. And this is why we all chosen to choose to go through this path. And God is up there very patient. Remember that I said I was not the smartest one. Maybe we apply methods that are not the smartest one, and we respect that. Because each and every one of us are absolutely correct in our ways. What do you mean by that, Tony? Well, each and every one of us have a distinct path to follow. So whether good or whether bad, if you're following that path, conscious of it or unconscious doing things, you are absolutely correct on the things that have to do. Why? Because nature is absolutely correct in all ways. That's why we respect what we see. That's why we respect our surroundings, because nature is absolutely correct in every sense of its way. It moves naturally. It has it changes. It smiles at us. It protects us. It gives us heat. It gives us coldness. It gives us a whole lot of things. But nature is absolutely correct in all its balanced way. And we affect that. Our thoughts, our actions, all of our missions and things that we do and do not do. Remember, the things you say and the things that you do not say are very important. Because those things that you did not say, you know, at that moment could have been the moment of truth for you to do the right thing. So you believe that if I keep silence, no one will know? I have a surprise for you. Everyone will know. Why? Because you are the freaking mirror that will reflect everything. And there's people that are so highly, highly intuitive, you know, that will look at you and I says, I know, you're like an open book. And they'll just walk away and smile. because understanding that, no, you just remain and you just want to become silent. You want to go invisible at that time. Okay? Remember, the spirit, the soul, the ghost that we call. What? The ghost? What do you mean by that? Again, we come to our ghost stories and the paranormal. We can't separate those things because what are we looking at? Back then, this was a mental institution, and the most horrific things were practiced and were seen here. And now, with the passing of time, we walk through these halls and we can still hear the voices of those that once lingered around this area. It is paranormal. It is something that is highly active. We see full-body apparitions. We see half-body apparitions. We see shadow people that walk around this, you know. What do you think that is, folks? Animals? Memories of time? Didn't we talk about that each place has a karma, and yet we each individually have our own karma within that karma? You know, it is something that stays recorded. So it was a very, if you think that, you know, that last night was a very intense, and last night was a very good chat. So good that I had to share this with you, because all of these things tell us that whatever we're doing, you know, it's being heard, sometimes it's being misunderstood, but when we talk about things, it's better, you know, it brings so much to our own personal experience, because in my case, when I share something like this, I'm the one that's learning a lot. You know, I am the one that is learning a lot. And what am I learning? It takes me back to that momentum that I asked the Creator, and I was very clear to be, I am not the smartest one. All I'm asking, don't take away this life lesson. I want to look at it. I want to see what is that I have to learn from this, because I don't understand what put me in this situation. Remember this. Okay, we do not understand what puts us in certain situations. It just happens to be, right? You think, okay, it just happens to be. It was our bad luck. Well, I was a person that used to say, if it wasn't for that bad luck, I wouldn't have luck at all. And then I said, Tony, you have to change your way of saying things, because every time that you open your mouth, it's like it triggers all of these things all together. And I said, for real? Yes. I want money, 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 I want money. I said, what are you doing that for? Because I'm trying to trigger something. I am trying to set up, something in a certain path. But the thing is that I've never asked for those things, you know? Why? Because I constantly find myself talking about others. So it's okay to talk with whatever thing that comes to your mind, you know? Does it trigger? It sets you on that path. But let me ask you a question. Did you make a clear agreement with your own life on things that you will do, conscious agreements that will mark that momentum in your heart, in your spirit, in your soul, and in your ghost within? Have you ever done something like that? Well, if you haven't, I think it's time. Just take your time in your own place. Don't have to be no public thing. But, you know, I did not make public my agreement. I needed to share it so that way you'll understand where I'm coming from. It's just, well, it's not something, well, you sound like you've been in together with this, whatever you're hanging around with. I'm hanging around with me, myself, and I. I'm hanging around with the opportunities that I see crossing by in front of me. And I'm thinking, hey, why ain't I living a life like that? Why can't I do something like this? I would like to try it. I would like to do. I would like to, you know, to set myself on a different course. How do I do that? Creator, I don't know why I'm in this situation. Why am I talking to you this way? But I'll agree to do my best if you show me. I'll agree to be a good person in that way and try my best to keep and stay on that track. Because you know how many times I've tried and I failed, but are these failures something that is like a sign telling me that this might not be for you? And I say, son, you know, I'll make sure to share that common sense with you, but I look at you every time for everything that you try to do. And you know, in that moment, you've always had people to come around and say good words and share good things, but it's almost like you're not paying attention. So you have to learn how to pay attention to details and look at your surroundings. What does that mean? Well, if that means that I might use that little dog wagging its tail over there to give you a good message. It might mean that I might even give you a good message with that broken bottle that's around the street. Or that man that's putting gas in his car. Or that woman that's giving you the bad look, looking you up and down like you're some kind of ogre or someone, you know, from unwanted. I'm giving you all of those signs. What are you doing with it? You're not seeing things that are around you. You have to coexist with the world around you. Well, it came very clear that it was true. So I did make those changes. The changes that I made, I agreed to take a better look at things. I agreed to make better use of time. And I agreed to do all that because all I wanted was, would you share with me that common sense and the knowledge that you have gained, that you have? So then we started talking, and I know a lot of people believe in God, a lot of people don't believe in God. I'm not even going to go there. You choose your own path, okay? You do what you want and what you do your best. But we were talking about God, then the Creator has the best job in the world. And boy, does he have patience. Or she. That spirit, you know, is something that is equal. So we think, it must be tough to listen to all the complaints and listen to all the sufferings and listen to every single thing from every single person. You must have the best ear of all, Creator. You must have the best ear of all. But I have to say, you created your own job, and you have the most awesome job of all. And if you say that I am like equal to all the rest, I feel very honored with those words. Just remember that I'm not the smartest one, but I will agree to make good use of this time that you're giving me. And whatever form and whatever way I can express that gratitude, I will do so. So, you know, just keep me in the loop. Hey, have your personal connections like that. Just like we have as good friends, okay? Just like that. And again, we kept on talking about these things, but it is a never-ending conversation that we will have again, and we will have again and again and again. Anything that is a spirit, anything that is a spiritual, it's going to be a never-ending thing. But we mix our activities with it. What does that mean? It says, well, we pledge to do some things that will connect us with other people. And then comes the radio. Then comes all these activities that we do, both cultural activity, and both activities that has to do with public speaking, with the conferences. And, you know that we are in the writing. I remember that in the banner. Well, you don't have to remember. Let me just tell you. I pledge to write stories because they say that we don't write very much. Well, I personally pledge to write stories, and I am a collaborator with a paranormal magazine. So it's not only ghost stories. I share all of these different things with people in writing. Now, also knowing that we're giving the opportunity to participate in different activities that have and they're very linked to the spirituality and also the paranormal, we are participating in those events. Well, you know, they're giving the opportunity. They're giving me the opportunity that I asked the Creator. Don't you remember? Are you here with me? Didn't I just say, Creator, I will make good use of the time if you give me a little bit and, you know, just share a little bit of that common sense. Why I need it? because I know that you're not going to take away the life lessons from me. I know that I'm going to be pounded and you know and hit and all that, but I also know that within those experiences, you're going to give me good moments in life that of laughter of I will experience both the hate from people, but also the love from people, the kindness. I know that all of that is going to be that way, and you will not take that away from me because I told them. I don't want you to take away the life lessons from me, but I just want you to make me a little bit more wiser so I can be a little bit more stronger, you know? Because if I mess up, nobody's going to be around me to help me out. So I need to be, you know, I wish I am numbed from this pain, but understanding a little bit of why it might be there, you know, just try. Just give me a chance. Give me a chance, Creator. I will make good use of that chance, please. I will make good use of that opportunity, and I agree to that. I agree to that. Boom, 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 boom. Things start to trigger. Things start to happen, okay? And ladies, my good friends from the chat room and all the you know, the men that listen to the chat room, remember, you know, this is something, these are things that should be applied, all right? These are good tools that you should have and carry with you always. Carry with you always. It's like a contract. When you sign a contract, it gives you the opportunity to do something in an agreement with another person, okay? Make your clear agreements with your Creator, with what you follow, okay? With a good spirit that with your spiritual guide. Make good connections with agreements with them, because this is the most ancient way of all, and it will never go old. It will always stay new, all right? Renew your agreements at this time if you have not made an agreement in a long time. Renew them, so set yourself off for a good path and a good way, right? Do not be ashamed of who you are. Be proud of who you are and what you can be, because maybe it's through the sound of your voice that you will bring change and happiness to others. Maybe it's through the artwork that you make. Maybe it's through the sound of music that you create. Maybe it's just your mere presence alone that makes that difference. You know that there's so many things. You know, so many ways. But remember, don't think that the life of suffering is all that it is, and it's enough to want to make you take away your life, thinking that that's going to be a solution. That's not going to be a solution of anything. Okay, that's almost like saying I'm giving up. I'm ending this life lessons. Many people will have their different ways of crossing over, so don't try to jump the fence before getting there, okay? Enjoy the momentum, but don't try to jump the fence before getting there. I really hope that we're staying connected right now, because it's all, the Blog Talk is saying that it's reconnecting to the server as I'm speaking. So remember that you are listening to... Yes, indeed. You are listening to the chat room with Tony Wolf-Paw. So it's a momentum that we have, and as good spirits, as good brothers and sisters, we are here to understand and make this journey a little bit less complicated. Let's not complicate ourselves so much with that. And I have to be honest with you. You choose the pack where you feel the best. If you were the person that was of constant complaint, so that means that you are from the constant complaint circle, all right? If you used to be with a person of that constantly bullying other people, that means that you are from the constantly bullying circle, all right? Simple as that. It means also if you are the people that rather, you know, talk about peace and love and whatever, that means that you clearly belong to that circle. Right? Don't try to create the disturbance in other circles, because that means that you come from the disturbed people circle. All right? It is simple. It's not a rocket science. it is the most simplest science of all. If you feel attracted to certain things and you cannot help yourself, well, then you are from the I feel so attractive to certain things and I cannot help myself circle. You know, it's like that, and life will unveil itself in a way that will show you where you are standing, like it shows me where I am standing. I'm standing with different missions and different needs to be taken care of at every moment. We're not always in the writing mode. Sometimes I'm taking time just listening to music. Sometimes I'm taking time just recording certain things that is part of what I want to do. And I spend a lot of time dreaming of things that I want to do and sketching and writing and seeing what can I do to get there. And, of course, always asking for directions. Remember that I said, I'll agree to make good use of this time. Just give me a little bit of that knowledge, common sense that you have, that it doesn't kick in me all the time, that makes me, you know, walk in a crooked way. Not that I'm walking a crooked way, but of course it makes me do maybe not so well the decisions that we think, oh, that was not smart of me of doing, and I blew it right there. Well, you know what? All of those things are in the path, and all of those things are your life lessons. None of those things are there to really make you or mess you up. Those are the things that are going to help you in life understand and make a better move, make better use of your time, of the sound of your voice, of your presence, and all that. Remember that I said it was very clear. If you are part of the bully team, that means that you are part of that bully circle. If you are a person that has high expectations and want to share with the rest of the world, well then, why are you hanging around with a bully team? You know, start making sense with your own life. That's when I meant that you have to respect. If you are a person, look at me, upon the things that I aspire to do is not only the writing, but is the acting. And I have the opportunity to do that, you know. And that opportunity was put in my path because it was part of the things that I wanted to do. Sometimes you don't have to. Sometimes it is put there in a way that you say, oh, wow, it's almost like I was heard. Yes, you are heard. Remember, it's not just the things that you say with your mouth. It's also the things that you do not say that is equally heard as loud and loud and clear. So we have the opportunity of acting. And I see the opportunity of acting like giving life to a story, giving life to a line, giving life to a character. And therefore, being part of that story that is going to be filmed, it's either filmed or it's either that you will present that on a stage. Either way, it's acting. And we started our career in theater a long time ago. And I was always one of creating sound effects or behind the scenes with lights, with camera, with running around with cables, always in support of that production. So that's my life, okay? That's where I'm at. So the opportunity of acting gives me an opportunity to work with other people that I've never thought I would work with before. It gives and it opens that horizon. It expands you in such different ways. So you see, that is motive alone of showing actual proof of what you said. I agreed to make good use of this time, you know, that you're giving me. And you are setting yourself and you're walking on that path that is going to give you all of that, right? And you guys, each one of you, have your own special dreams. And you're walking towards it. So do not think that for any moment in time, all of those prayers and all of those things are going to be unanswered. No, they're not. Just hang with your good, you know, your spiritual guide. Hang and agree and talk and put things out there. Cry if you need to. Laugh if you need to. But do not leave that communication without a very clear agreement of your part. That's the way they listen to you. Okay? They listen to you cry. They listen to you fighting. They even listen to you laughing. You know? And it, again, it equally is the same with them. They care the same. They care when you cry. They care when you laugh. But you have to say the magic words. And then they're not so magic words after all. But you have to say the words. There are hundreds of millions of people out there that are being heard the same way. There are hundreds of millions of souls that are out there that are being, you know, attended in the same way. And nobody is being more attended than you. Okay, first of all. That nobody has the better card in their hand than you. This is not a game. This is something that is to be respected in that way. So you conduct yourself with respect, and you and also make it clear. You don't even have to make the good use of words, but when you do it, you know, make sure that it doesn't just come from your mouth. It comes from within you. Okay? That's what's going to show you the path, and it's going to make that path very clear. So I made that statement very clear, and they understood pretty well, why am I in the paranormal? I said, that's the most, for me, it's like the horror films. I like horror films, not so like the gory films, but I like horror films, mystery films, that, and I like the low-budget movies, too. I think it's good to watch so you can see where the artistic, where the art is. You'll appreciate the acting, but there are so fun to do also. You know, the low-budget films, and there's people that dedicate their lives to this. So appreciate the different arts and the different genre of art and music. Just like a lot of people appreciate, you know, the conversations that they have with you. Yeah, and it makes sense. So let's try to make sense of our own life, you know, getting and gaining control of that. It doesn't matter. Like I said, the life lessons that you have will not be taken away. They will not be taken away. You will survive the life lessons that you have. And you know, it's up to you whether you grasp that knowledge from it. And how you do that, ask for it. Ask for it. I know I'm not come over here to preach to you, but people say, well, you're damn good preacher. No, no. I'm not here to become that. Not that, but I do have to make that, you know, commitment to the words that I said of myself that I was going to do. Because if I don't, then, you know, I'm not being very truthful with the good spirit that is guiding me and that wakes me up in the morning and says, Tony, there's your opportunity. Let's see what happens. You know, I have to co-work with that good spirit. And you too. Don't think. You know, maybe the spirit wake you up in the morning for you to make breakfast for your family and you to wake up and you to listen to them fight at you and tell things at you. And the life lesson that you have when you go on to your social media and you say, oh, I love you so much, or I hate you. Why don't you just go away? You know, life lessons will come in so many different sizes and so many different packages. Just be ready because it's Christmas every day. It's Thanksgiving every day, and maybe we are of that. This is, why don't I receive these good blessings? Maybe you are for those, maybe you are of a giving person. What do you mean by that, Tony? Maybe you are the person that receives joy when you're giving, when you're present. You know, it is equal to you and all that. I'll tell you this. We're going to continue doing the paranormal shows. We're going to continue doing the paranormal events. We're going to continue going to haunted places. And we will do our best in the continuation of our writing. And we're going to help that little girl write her book too. And we want to do that. We want people to be set off and on a path that they have the right tools. And the best tool that I can give you right now and I can share with you is saying, here, agreements, make it, say it, you know, be it. And, you know, you be your word, you be the things that you like, that you love. Whether other people understand it or not, that is not your problem. That is not their problem, you know. Your problem is not to figure, I wonder why people don't like what I'm doing. Your problem is not to understand that. Your problem is to be truthful to what you are, to who you are, and not try to poison yourself by poisoning other people. What does that mean? Remember, it won't make sense if you want progress that you be around the circle of miserables. It makes sense that from the circles of miserables you make that statement that you want progress and you help bring light to that circle. Okay? It is not something that you just live in peace. And if by coincidence you find yourself in a circle, in a group of people that brings that confidence to you, bingo, you're in the right place. Yes, you're in the right place. Boom, welcome, don't leave. There's so much to learn, and there's so much to learn from you. Because, you know, we have two hats in life. We have the hat of being the student, and we have the hat of being the teacher, okay? Both hats are worn the same time. Be humble. Teacher, you are a student. Student, you are a teacher. You know, be humble. And don't try to break the circles or try to reinvent the wheel. I'll give you some heads up. The life lessons in life that we have are not going to go away. They're not going to go away. They're there for a reason. They're there for a person, for a purpose. If you are a person that, you know, you want to stay connected, you will stay. Hey, agree to stay connected. And while you're here, agree to be a good friend to all of us. Right? Agree to be a good friend to all of us. We agreed to be a good friend to all of you. Agree to share your happiness with us, and we'll agree to share our happiness with you. If you feel uncomfortable with anything that is within the circle, talk with that person. Give the opportunity, first of all, to understand that life lesson will not go away. It's not going to go away, but it's not there to destroy you. It's there to make you stronger. Is there to make you wiser, okay? I rather sometimes, and I'm not saying this so you guys will go away, but I sometimes rather sit down and understand why my enemy is my enemy. And I will not miss out the opportunity if it ever comes, because you don't know the chats that I go through sometimes that are not so beautiful. But I do not miss out the chance. If I want to understand why are we such in an opposite, you know, end from each other. I learn a lot from that. You know what I've learned from that? That being of this simple way of thinking, that horrible way of thinking towards me does not make me, you know, does not knock me down. Does not, I don't allow it to take me underwater and pull me all the way down to the bottom like the intention is. And once they understand that as something that is unbreakable, why is it unbreakable? I made a pact with something so greater. Why would I even think that something like that will make any harm? I'm just there to try to understand and make sense of why. Okay. So if you give the attention in any given moment to that, you'll understand, you know, maybe they will understand. Maybe, you know what, say, I don't know, but you know, I was meant to punch you in the face, but yet I see myself shaking your hand. Words make a lot of difference. Your presence, whether you make, you decide. It's your agreement in life. Just like I said, my life is going to be this way, and my life lessons are not going to be taken away from me. So I'm not even going to dream about that anymore. I'm just gonna, you know, ask for the better direction and agree to make good use of the time so I understand, you know. So whenever I come with a situation and somebody wants to share, you know, the moment of pain with me or the moment of complaint with me, I will equally sit down and listen, because I opened my mouth and I said I will agree to that. Okay? That's why I treat sometimes my enemies with more respect than I treat my friends. And I want you to understand that. If I were to throw the same rocks that I'm being thrown, that loop will never end. That crazy loop of insults and that will never end. You know, I do ask for that respect for the people that are around. You know, you can say anything you want to me. It doesn't really matter. But don't try to spread the bad seeds around. That's when you really cut yourself off. And remember, maybe that's from the group that you're from, truly. You're from the group that passes the bad seeds around. You're from the group that, you know, that is of the complaint and passes the bad seeds around. If you want to be part of that group, that is your all, you know, that's your given choice. That is your given choice. But remember, that group has a strong spirit, as our spirit is as strong as that group also. So do not underestimate the kindness of people. Do not underestimate, you know, the prayers of people, the dreams of people, because they will all come true. You know, we are here to be in peace and harmony. So make sure that you, your spirit, your soul, and the ghost within you is in a well-balanced place. And yes, as far as, well, you do the, I do the paranormal because that's my calling. that's where I feel that there's much need. I want to understand where I'm going when I die, and why people will think that I will still be hanging around. I want you to explain to me, you know, why your places has the haunting and why the places does not have a haunting. I want you to explain to me, you know, what reasons I have to believe and other what reasons I will not have to believe what you're saying. And it's all in good conversation. So something like this is going to happen in Atlanta. When we go there and we become that public speaker in front of those people that are going to be in that activity in June. Something like this is going to happen again in Douglas, Arizona. Something like this is going to happen again in Tombstone. So, and something like this is going to always happen here in the chat room. And you guys make the chat room with me. This week is going to be very important. And I tell you why. This week is going to be the week that we know whether we're going to have an exclusive channel. A channel where you and I can communicate with each other, so you will be able to hear the audio. And possibly, I say this because, you know, I'm not the knowledgeable one in this, possibly see the video. So the chat room will not only have audio, will possibly have video. That is my goal, for heaven's sake, and that is what we're working towards. We've been working last week, and this is the final week. So for next week, we should have this up and running. And by the way, I'm part of the Pennsylvania Paranormal Magazine, which is now, the website is called PPM. You'll see my face with other people on that website, and they will be the one that will also have a direct channel so to all of our audios and all of our events. So guess what? We're here working, okay? And it's going to be freaking fun. So thank you very much for being part of the chat room. Be safe. Be loved and take good care of each other. See you guys. Goodbye.